Dallas, it got here real quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you, Dallas.
Well, wrapping up another strawberry. Here it is.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
It's okay. Just remember now, since we set it up to October, we're that much closer to Memorial Day now, aren't we? Eh? I would like to personally thank, since he's on stage here, Mr. Vassar Clements for...
Thank you.
Right there, that's the man.
Thank you.
Remember the double album on Flying Fish Records called Hillbilly Jazz? That was my first introduction into a lot of great Western swing and cowboy jazz type stuff, and I'm on. Thank you, sir, for that.
Thank you very much.
When's Volume 2 coming out here? All right. I think you know the rest of these guys. Put your hands together. Let's welcome Bluegrass Reunion at Strawberry. Thank you.
little water out. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
That was the bluegrass boy himself, Pete Rowan, here.
Thank you, David. Thank you. That was the first tune that Bill Monroe played on the Grand Ole Opry, and we thought we'd like to lead off with that one tonight.
And that's the man that recorded the New Mule Skinner Blues back in 1949. Vassar Clements, man. My hero. Another that Vassar helped Jim and Jesse record along about 1958. Another good year for bluegrass. Hard-hearted.
Thank you.
spits big down, Alabama down. Smoke rising, surely looks like rain. Get your old red bonnet on, sweet little Liza Jane. David has a great little record company. I wouldn't say it's little, actually, but it's powerful. It's a powerful record company called Acoustic Disc, and he had the foresight and the hindsight to put out this great Old and Away recording called that High Lonesome Sound. Maestro, if you will. Get your mama, get your papa, get your sister, get your brother. Ain't a Lizzie gonna show Uncle Joe how to do the boogie woogie while a kissing cousin chasing dick and out on the old back lawn. Well, come on, running up the juice, do a little picking if this old buzz don't break down. Campfire's yearning in the night, my heart is yearning for the sight of the old campground. The young ones, old ones are looking like they're having fun enjoying the country view. Telling jokes to all the folks on how the water gate got broke and how this grass got blue. But look at old grandpappy's feeling kind of snappy, seem like he just don't care. He's over 93, he's as bright as you and me, just dancing to the music in the air. It's that high, lonesome sound. And that evening sun go down, I'll be crawling on the ground. I hear a fiddle play that high, lonesome sound. Thank you. They on the cover guitar now, and the band is right in tune. The bull fit is like leather. I'm howling at the moon. Hey, Mr. Fiddleman plays on a little jam. Na-na-na-na. Thank you. One of the great things about working with Jerry Garcia was that he really wanted to try new things. And it's such a thrill to play bluegrass and kind of go for material that normally wouldn't be considered bluegrass, but especially if I wrote it. But this next one was a hit song by the Platters. Back in the 50s, I used to slow dance to this one, and I thought a lot about the words as I slow danced in those days. And, all right. In that slow dance, and the lights were kind of low, you know, and the song is called Oh Yes, I'm the Great Pretender. And I thought it was real romantic, and then after a while, I realized I was slow dancing in the dark, singing into this beautiful young girl's ears. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Laughing and gay like a clown. But, you know, in those... I get you, dude. I know what you mean. But in those days, we didn't think about those deep philosophical aspects of things. It was a lot simpler. And really, that's a spirit that Jerry brought to Olden in the way. Was a kind of just play it like it lays and see what happens, you know. And we want to carry on that tradition at this moment. And this moment is hanging in space like a... And Rosemary, her name was. Yeah. I mean, I was so moral when they wanted me to play bingo at their house. I kind of like said, oh, no. Can we go down to the basement and slow dance just a little more? So here's our rendition, and we kind of stole Bill Monroe's arrangement of his own song, Blue Moon of Kentucky, to do this one called Oh Yes, I'm the Great Pretender. Oh yes, I'm the great pretender, pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. This man over here playing the five-string banjo, he's laying the cold steel to it tonight, folks. Please make welcome Mr. Herb Peterson. What have you picked out tonight for us there, Herb?
Thank you.
Johnny Finder Peterson. Anytime you have any requests, just holler them out, and we'll try and do everything we can to play them, but I'm sorry, we don't know any of those songs now. No, we'll play that one, The White Glove. That's one of my favorites there. Come in, come in, come in. I'm knocking on your door again, my darling. I'm knocking on your door, please answer me. I've tried to make you realize, my darling, no one else was ever meant for me. So true, but now you've gone away, dear, with another. I wonder if you feel the way I do. I'm knocking on your door again, my darling. I'm knocking on your door, please answer me. I tried to make you realize, my darling, no one else was ever meant for me. So true. Now you've gone away, dear, with another. I wonder if you feel the way I do. I'm knocking on your door again, my darling. Knocking on your door, please answer me. I've tried to make you realize, my darling, no one else was ever meant for me. So true. Wherever you may go, sweetheart, remember my love will always be the same for you. I'm knocking on your door again, my darling. I'm knocking on your door, please answer me. I've tried to make you realize, my darling, no one else was ever meant for me.
We'd like to feature Red Rowan on one of his new original numbers that's out on his latest Sugar Hill album that's called Bluegrass Boy. Tell him a bit about this song, Pete.
Well, Dave, when I was a bluegrass boy, we used to leave the Grand Ole Opry on a Saturday night after playing the show, and we'd head up north sometimes to New York City where David Grisman was living. And I always knew that when we got north, David would open our eyes a little bit and enlighten us to the broader world than the bluegrass world of Nashville, Tennessee, which was basically just playing the Friday night Opry and the Saturday night Opry and then sleeping all week and going out and working on Bill's farm and baling hay. And I remember me and Richard Green once loaded a bale of took a load of hay to Bean Blossom, Indiana, and took it up in the barn, and we were up there all afternoon And we didn't realize Bill was outside, and he was watching these billows of smoke coming out of the top of the loft. He said, "Boys, don't you burn the barn down now." But I had lunch with Bill about a year ago in Nashville, and it was very moving, profoundly, to hang out with him and see him. Still with the same grandeur, but he'd been mending some fences and rebuilding some bridges with some of the folks that he realized really loved him. And he always plowed his fields in the springtime with a mule, and I thought that was like the backbone of bluegrass. And after lunch, we were out at the farm, and I mentioned to one of his secretaries, I said, "You know, that's really the roots of bluegrass." And she said, "Yes, Pete, but you know, he never harvests anymore." So I thought maybe it was time to write this song called "Let the Harvest Go to Seed." Seeds and watch them grow. Tend the crops until they blossom. See the corn yellow and tall. If the summer rains were kindly, we'd have a harvest in the fall. You have been my true companion since the day. If I die before you do, one request I ask you, please. Pray, Jesus, take my soul. Let the harvest go to standing lonesome in the sky, where the cry of the wolf hungry winds mournful sigh. High above our little cabin lay my bones there to rest, where the wild birds and critters still make since the day I was young. Darling, stand beside me and watch the setting sun. If I die before you do, one request I ask you, please. Pray, Jesus, take my soul. Let the harvest go to sea. When it ripens on the vine, who will tramp the vineyards? Who will drink the new wine? Darling, please remember, let the harvest go to seed, so the wild birds and critters will have enough to eat. Me and watch
setting sun. If I die before you do, one request I ask you please. Pray, Jesus, take my soul, let the harvest go to seed. Pray, Jesus, take my soul, let the harvest go to seed.
Peter Owen.
Thank you. Thanks very much, folks. Appreciate that. Mr. Vassar Clemons, the Lonesome Fiddle Blues. Thank you. James Kerwin on the bass there. Vassar Clemons, Lonesome Fiddle Blues. Mighty fine. Here's another one of the tunes of Bill Monroe we'd like to play for you. Kind of the way things might be up here tonight. Nice and kind of mellow weather, not too cold, not too hot.
Far away.
All right, we're going to get to that right in just a minute. Well, it was 50 years ago in Chicago, Tennessee. No, Chicago, Indiana, when... it's great. Nobody notices anymore. It's good. Up there in Chicago, Illinois, on September... 50 years ago, Bill Monroe and Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs recorded the first kind of bluegrass that became the trademark of the sound, with Earl's Roland banjo and the high tenor and lead. And this is one of the tunes they recorded. It was the one that got the banjo rolling, called "Will You Be Loving Another Man?"
We do a lot of tunes that this band Olden in the Way used to do. We're sort of an Olden in the Way cover band.
That's true.
Yeah, we are that Olden in the Way cover band.
Well, this is for our members that have gone on, John and Jerry. Hope I can remember the words.
To heed the words he said, but that was yesterday.
When just a boy, he left his home. Well, he thought he'd have the world on a string. Now the years have come and gone. Through the streets he walks alone. Like an old dog gone astray. He's just old and in the way.
Old and in the way, that's what I heard him say. They used to heed the words he said, but that was yesterday.
Times. Now those friends have all gone on. He don't have a place called home. He's looking back to a better day, calling old and in the way.
Old and in the way, that's what I heard them say. They used to heed the words he said, but that was yesterday.
The Macarena. How about the Wicked Path of Sin? I knew you'd go along with that.
The Evil Path of Wickedness.
All right, yeah.
In this awful world of sorrow, in this wicked path of sin, never thinking of tomorrow for what I'll lose in the end. Oh, I can hear the joy bells ringing where my friends and loved ones wait.
I can hear
the angels singing just inside those pearly gates. Savior calling, won't you come your sins forever. You will rest eternally. Oh, I can hear the joy bells ringing where my friends and loved ones wait. I can hear the angels singing just inside those pearly gates. Safe with my Jesus, He will guide me on my way. I will sing His praise forever. We'll meet in heaven some sweet day.
Oh, I can hear
the joy bells ringing where my friends and loved ones wait. Just inside those pearly gates.
Oh, I can hear.
Oh, I can hear the joy bells ringing where my friends and loved ones wait.
I can hear
the angels singing just inside.
Back in 1959 in Washington, D.C., there was a great banjo player who was with Jack Cook, who was playing bass with Ralph Stanley tonight. Jack Cook and Don Stover were picking around Washington, Baltimore area in the early 60s, and they were playing some cold, steel-driving, hard bluegrass. We'd like to do one of the tunes that was written by a great mandolin player named Buzz Busby. It's called Lost.
This world without
turn me down. All I do is ramble around. Life here means nothing to me. Hope you'd be true, I count it so on you. I don't care what happens to me.
Let's do some lips.
Let's hear a mandolin tune, Dave.
Yeah, okay. Big Muff?
Yeah.
Or Bluegrass Break?
Yeah. All right. I like Rawhide myself. I think we need a little bit of Rawhide. And this is, okay. David worked with a guy named Frank Wakefield, and when Frank wanted to pick this song, he said, "Davey, lay the hide on me."
In the land of the Navajo.
100 miles from nowhere out on the desert sand. The one-eyed Jack the Trader held some turquoise in his hand. And by his side sat Running Elk, his longtime Indian friend. He vowed that he would stay by Jack until the bitter end. Jack had gambled everything he owned to lead this wandering life. He might have had a happy home or a tender loving wife. But his hunger was for trading trapper's spurs for turquoise stone. Anything that the Indians had, Jack wanted for his own. Said Jack to Running Elk, I'll gamble all my precious stones before I leave my body here among these bleaching bones. For now my time is drawing near and I'm filled with dark regret. My spirit longs to journey as the sun begins to set. For we've raped and killed, we stole your land, we ruled with guns and knives. Fed whiskey to your warriors while we stole away your wife. Said Running Elk, what's done is done, you white man rule this land. Lay the cards face up and play your last broken-hearted hand. In the land of the Navajo. Death, the joker's wild, the ace is high. The Jack bet the Mississippi River, Running Elk raised him the sky. Jack saw him with the sun and moon and upped him with the stars. Running Elk bet the Rocky Mountains, Jupiter and Mars. And the sun was sinking in the west when Jack drew the ace of spades. Running Elk just rolled his eyes, he smiled and passed away. Jack picked up his turquoise stones and cast them to the sky. He stared into the setting sun and he made a mournful cry. Oh, the wind blows cold on the trail of the buffalo. Yeah.
Vassar Clements, Peter Rowan, David Grisman, Herb Peterson, Jim Kerwin. I've died and gone to heaven. Let's hear it back there in the cheap seats. I'm not ready to go back to my real job, are you?
It's our pleasure. Thanks.
Mother and Daddy are
As the years roll by, I often wonder, will we all be together someday? And each night as I wander by the graveside, darkness finds me where I kneel to pray.
Clements on the violin. Yeah. Pete Rowan on the guitar. Herb Peterson on the five-string banjo. James Kerwin on the bass.
San Antonio. They'd steal or borrow two nickels or a dime. Call me on the phone. I will meet you at Alamo Mission. We can say our prayer. The Holy Ghost and the Virgin Mother will heal us as we kneel there.
In the moonlight.
Well, was it worth the wait? Oh, boy. Phew. I hate to see it end, too. Another big hand for Vassar Clements, Peter Rowan, David Grisman, Herb Peterson, Jim Kerwin on bass. Thank you, folks. Thank you so much. Thanks for sticking with us for yet another Fire Fest.
Oh, stop it, stop it.
And stay tuned to the Hog for some Hog memories and much more. I love you folks, too. We will see you in the spring. Yeah, I'll see you later. Good night. Take care. Bye.
Sometimes that you just don't want to have to come in and start that final thing. Whew. Two nights in a row that were absolutely breathtaking musically. What a wonderful way to end the festival. And I can't help but say that it was really something to see basically Olden in the Way again. Quick reminiscence down my memory lane. We, a long time ago, were met at the time when I was programming KSAN in San Francisco. Olden and the Way was a band that we put on a couple of live broadcasts. Actually, we put on one live broadcast, which became the original Olden and the Way album and is the largest selling bluegrass album. And then a couple of nights later at the Boarding House, if any of you remember going to that venue in San Francisco, Davy Allen and the Boarding House had the second night of Olden and the Way, and the album, the Town Acoustic Disc that just came out, is a result of that broadcast. Or they, we didn't broadcast that one, but it was a result of that particular session. And the recording engineer was none other than Osley Stanley.
Owsley.
Well, actually, yes, that's correct. It was, and he was doing some time in San Quentin at that, and there was a work release program that...
This is Tom Donahue, and once again, we're live from Record Plant in Sausalito. Beautiful recording facility over here where we have visitors from Jamaica. The reggae really hadn't made much impact in San Francisco until just recently. And it was the arrival of the Wailers, an island recording group that brought everyone's attention to reggae music. And then everybody wanted to know where it came from and how it happened. And I guess that's pretty hard to put a finger on, except it's a combination of native Jamaican music and a little R&B that came out of New York, a touch of blues, and anything else that came out wrong that sounded good. And when the Wailers came to San Francisco, working on two different occasions at the Matrix, they really got the town reggae conscious, because everybody was at the Matrix Wailing. Now you get a chance to hear them perform. I give you island recording group, the Wailers.
Thank you. Thank you.